It's Wednesday, the 19th of November, and it's a lovely morning. Well, it is. It is straight up and to the south and east. So nice to the west. Mind you, having said that, those grey clouds do look as if they're pushing way northwestwards. The sun is lighting up the wee clouds above my head and to the south. Dusky pink. Beautiful. In fact, if I look to the west, with all those grey clouds, I can see dusky pink way in the distance. How's that then? The clouds to the west immediately are still grey, but way in the distance is a big blob of dusky pink. What's that all about? Ah, and as the sun's, well, it won't go up for me to see for a wee bit yet, but now that it is on the rise, it's really blasting those little clouds. Beautiful. And it's a very calm morning. Cold, but calm. Hardly a breath. The magpie just landed on top of the, right at the very top of the big blue landing. And strangely, I don't think it's a crow, it's a jackdaw, came along and landed right next to it. And the two of them kind of looked to each other. And the magpie just flew off. So, I guess the jackdaw won the staring competition. And now he's off. So, slept well last night again. Sleeping so soundly at the moment, both of us, but we really are. It's great. It's great to sleep so soundly. Until the alarm goes off, it isn't. Hot tea. Yeah, it just smells so beautifully fresh this morning. We've been feeling good all week, physically and mentally, but I have been feeling good. Except for my memory, of course. Getting worse. Well, I don't know if it's getting worse or I just think it's getting worse. Maybe it's just the same. Maybe I just like to moan about it. Because I'm not unique in that respect. loads of people out there who are having problems with their memory. And people younger than me. Some people a lot younger than me. I think it's just, to be honest, I don't know. Let me guess and say it's modern life. It's there's too much going on. I may have said this before actually, but then I wouldn't remember all. I may not even remember saying this morning. But I think it's modern life. I think we've just got too much on our plates now. Little sparrows have just landed in the Acer. They're all looking at each other because the feeders are in the next wee tree towards me. Yep, so I'm spooked them and they're off. They just disappeared immediately into the big rhododendron about 10 feet away. I'll take a wee step away this way. Sidestepping west. See if that'll let them come down. Peace. Now they moved over to the apple tree. Try that feeder, guys. Come on. About 7 or 8, wasn't it? It's nice to see them. I love when they're chirping madly. You often pass a hedge or a large bush, you can't see them, but there's this cacophony of chirping, and the bigger the flock, the bigger the cacophony, and it's obvious that it's all bonding. And see, now they were on the apple tree, that crow was nowhere near them, and they just panicked and flew right back into the big rhododendron bush, which is about 20 feet away from the apple tree. Instant reaction to any kind of threat. What was I saying? Yeah. That wonderful cacophony coming out of, unseen cacophony from bushes and shrubs and hedges. And I love that. Not come out yet. Ah, there's one. No, it's not. It's Jenny Wren. He, she, you. Is that two? No, nah. It's one. They won't go to the feeders. Don't need them. Well, I wonder what today will bring. It's just nice to stand here and watch all the bird activity. There's loads going on, it's just that only a few are singing. And then Blackie comes down for the porridge. love the way they wipe their beaks, swipe it side to side on grass or branch, give the old mouth a clean. No napkins, yeah. These wee sparrows have just reappeared close to me, but they've come to the wee tree this time with the feeders because I've stepped away. And feeling, oh, that's good. They're feeling confident enough to land on it, feed. I'm going to try and put the microphones out there today again. Peace, let them get a wee bit of breakfast. I've had mine. Okay guys, don't panic. I'm going.